Right now we're at 70. ESPN 93.5. Sunny 95.3.
It's Friday now, ladies and gentlemen. America's premier political humorist and satirist. Find him at AnEveningWithThePresidents.com. AnEveningWithThePresidents.com. A U of I alum, Bill Melberg. How are you, Bill?
I'm fine. I mean, I'm fine. Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
And good morning, ESPN Radio and Sunny listeners.
Bill, as you know, from time to time, we review some of the questions we get in our listener mailbag, specifically the ones who relate to our Friday morning programs.
Yes.
I thought it might be fun to read just a couple of questions and comments from our listener mailbag on today's show. So here's the first one. It comes from an anonymous listener in Savoy, Illinois, who asks, Mr. Melberg sounds very tall, dark, and handsome on the radio. Is that how he looks in real life?
Stevie and Diane, you know, that's the great thing about radio. Our listeners can imagine not only the scenes and the characters that I try to portray each week, but they can also imagine me in their own minds. And since I would not want to disillusion our anonymous listener in Savoy, let's just say, as so many others in this business have said, I have a face for radio.
All right, let's pull another card out of our listener mailbag. And Diane, you read this one.
Okay, thank you, Stevie. And this one is rather interesting comment from Dennis Marshall, one of our internet listeners in Post Falls, Idaho. He says, during the G8 summit in Northern Ireland last month, Russian President Vladimir Putin looked rather unhappy sitting next to President Obama during their joint press conference.
Yeah, they did.
Some people have described the personal relationship between Obama and Putin as chilly. Others have called it downright icy. Why don't you give Obama and Putin a chance to thaw the ice and hit the reset button by bringing them together on your program for a joint interview? Mm. Maybe you can help find some common ground. Signed, Dennis Marshall, Post Falls, Idaho.
Well, thank you, Mr. Marshall, for that suggestion. I might add, we took up your idea and managed to persuade President Obama and President Putin to join us on our VIP hotline. First, let me say hello to President Obama. Good morning, Mr. President.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
Can you guys hear me all right?
We hear you just fine, sir, and I think Diane is making the connection to Moscow, President Vladimir Putin, as we speak here.
We're trying to reach President Putin.
And who may I say is calling?
President Obama from the United States.
Uh-oh. He's not going to be happy. But I will put your call through to President Putin. Here he is now. Hello?
President Putin, this is Diane Ducey calling from Champaign-Urbana in America. And I'm turning you over to Stevie J and President Obama.
Good morning, President Putin.
It's afternoon here in Moscow. But good morning to you, Stevie, and good morning to Diane and to all of your American ski listeners.
Don't forget to say good morning to President Obama.
Do I have to?
Well, President Putin, we're trying to thaw some of the ice that seems to mark your relationship with our president, so why don't you begin with a big, warm hello to Barack Obama.
Hello. Good morning, Volodya.
Volodya?
Volodya, yes. That's what my friends call me. But, Mr. Obama, you can call me Mr. President.
Gentlemen, although you seem to be two very different men, you do have some things in common. Diane, why don't you name some of those things for us?
I'd be happy to. First, President Obama and President Putin are each serving their second term as president. President Obama and President Putin each came to office promising hope and change. President Obama and President Putin each have big black dogs as pets. President Obama and President Putin each have two beautiful daughters. And President Obama and President Putin each have a lovely and gracious first lady.
Correction. President Obama has lovely and gracious first lady Michelle. I just sent my former wife, Ludmilla, an all-expense-paid trip to Siberia.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. Your divorce announcement was last month.
Don't worry about it, Diane. Niet problem. No problem.
Gentlemen, Diane just mentioned some of the things you have in common. Let's talk about your dogs. President Obama, tell us about Bo.
Stevie, be happy to. Bo, as you know, is a Portuguese water dog. A gift from the late Senator Kennedy. And I might add, Bo sort of has a mind of his own. He usually winds up taking me for walks rather than the other way around. I'm sure President Putin has the same problem with his dog, Connie.
Well, how about it, President Putin? Does your dog, Connie, take you for walks?
Yet. No. Connie is highly trained, well-disciplined, lean, mean Labrador retriever machine who follows my every command. Specifically, Connie responds to 5 commands. Sit. Speak. Lay down. Roll over. And kill.
Wow. Well, let's talk about something else. What kind of music do you like? What's your favorite song, President Obama?
Stevie and President Putin, I'd like to think that someday we'll have a warm, fuzzy relationship. Someday we'll be together. Someday all of us will be together. And that's why I like this song.
And the Supremes. Oh, yeah, Motown classic. And what about you, President Putin? What's your favorite song?
Stevie, this is my favorite song. Play now.
That, President Putin?
That was the orchestra and chorus of world-famous Bolshoi Ballet with the song Glory from Glinka's opera A Life for the Tsar.
Some people call you a modern-day czar.
Duh. That's why that was my favorite song.
Gentlemen, surely there must be some area in which Americans and Russians are working together?
Stevie, you raise a good point. Let me remind President Putin and our listeners about the International Space Station, where, as we speak, American and Russian
and European and Japanese and Canadian astronauts are all working together high above the Earth. Someday is now.
Well, President Putin, how about it? That's quite a cooperative project, don't you think?
Duh. Yes, it is. And thanks to President Obama sending America's space shuttles into museums instead of into space, America is now totally dependent on Russian space rockets and Russian spaceships to get American astronauts to and from International Space Station. It seems Russia won space race after all.
In our remaining moments, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask each of you to describe your counterpart in three words or less. President Obama, how would you describe President Vladimir Putin?
Stevie, he's a man's man.
And President Putin, how would you describe President Obama?
An incompetent wimp.
I'm not too sure we managed to warm up the chilly relationship between President Barack Obama and President Vladimir Putin this morning. But when we come back, we'll remember a dramatic thaw in the Cold War and the time, well, 38 years ago, when American astronauts and Russian cosmonauts first shook hands in space. The Apollo Suez space mission. When we come back, stay tuned. It's ESPNCU, SunnyCU.com, ESPN Radio 93.5, and Sunny 95.3. Okay, and don't forget Brat Pack tonight at Willow Pond.
Yeah.
It's free, $5 to get in, but it's all goes to charity. Willow Pond Rantoul tonight, Brat Pack. Okay, let's check your ESPN Sunny 95.3 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Back with political humorist Bill Melberg in Chicago. Bill, you're also a highly respected aerospace author and historian. You wrote a book about the Apollo program several years ago. It's terrific. And you know several of the Apollo astronauts. Why don't you tell us what was happening in space 38 years ago this week? It was July 1975, I think.
Yes, it was, Stevie and Diane. Oops, still doing Vladimir.
Yeah, right.
38 years ago, an Apollo spacecraft carrying three astronauts and a Soyuz spacecraft carrying two cosmonauts linked up in Earth orbit for the world's first international space mission. And here are the commanders of the two spaceships, veteran astronaut Tom Stafford and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Leonov, talking to reporters from space during that historic mission.
We're going to show you a joint news conference that took place just a few hours ago with questions from newsmen in Moscow and here in Houston.
Yesterday, when I first opened the hatch and said hello to Valery and Alexei, I had a couple of thoughts. However, due to communications, we could not talk them directly. The thoughts were that when we opened this hatch in space, we were opening back on the Earth a new era in the history of man. I would have said, Akravayu etid luk pakafosha, we akravayim nazimle, dovayu eru the history chileveka. How this new era will go depends on the determination, the commitments, and the faith of both the peoples of both countries and of the world. I'm sure that it will work out in the future for good. Again, it's been a real pleasure to be on a mission and work with the cosmonauts. I'll turn it over to Alexei.
The representatives of two countries are conducting the joint Soviet-American flight because our people and our government want to work together in spirit of cooperation.
Bill, at the time, the Americans and Russians had been competitors in space, but the Apollo-Soyuz mission really opened the door to cooperation in space, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And And today, Americans and Russians are routinely working together on board the International Space Station, along with other astronauts from Europe, Japan, and Canada.
Appreciate you, Bill. I'll leave it there, my friend. Talk to you next week.
All right. And by the way, I hope the next Supreme Court appointment will be Diana Ross.
And the Supreme.
She's already worked with the Supreme.
Hey, Diane, have a great weekend.
Enjoy the